Now, the next scary thought we're going to take a look at is the fear of fainting. And if this particular thought doesn't apply to you, then go ahead and click on the link that says go to the next section. Well, this scary thought really applied to me when I had PDA. The fear of fainting was one of my biggest scary thoughts. And I got these sensations of lightheadedness and dizziness, and it made me feel sure I was about to faint. But you know what? The truth is, panic does not cause fainting. Panic causes the sensations of lightheadedness and dizziness, but it does not cause fainting. Okay, what do you think is the main cause of fainting? If you want to think about it, click the pause button, and then when you're ready, click play. Okay, fainting is caused by a big drop in blood pressure. Now, during panic or anxiety, guess what happens to blood pressure? It actually goes up a little bit. So believe it or not, there is virtually no chance of fainting as a result of panic. Now, if you happen to be taking notes, here's something I'd really like you to write down. There is actually less of a chance of fainting during panic than at any other time. And I'll give you that again. There is actually less of a chance of fainting during panic than at any other time. And that makes sense because panic and anxiety makes blood pressure go up a little bit. And fainting is caused by a drop in blood pressure. So panic actually protects you from fainting. Okay, what about those sensations, though? Okay, here's what happens. The sensations of lightheadedness and dizziness are actually caused by overbreathing. And these sensations are scary, but they're harmless, and they do not have anything to do with fainting. Now, here's another approach to this scary thought. I'd like you to ask yourself about how many times in your life you might have experienced panic or high anxiety. 50 times, 100 times, 200 times. Go ahead and click on pause if you want to think about it. I'm just looking for a rough estimate. Okay, so you got a number, an approximate number. Now I want to ask you, how many of those times did you actually faint? Now, if your answer was more than zero and you actually did have an experience of fainting, then I'd like you to ask yourself what else was going on at the time. And chances are you'll figure out what really caused the fainting. Okay. So what do you think are the chances that you're going to faint the next time you experience panic or high anxiety? And click the pause button if you want to think about it before hearing the answer. The right answer is zero. Now, the instances of people fainting during panic are extremely rare. It's actually more common to find people who faint from standing up. And people faint for a lot of reasons, but not because of panic. Now, by the way, fainting is a self-protective reflex. You know, we need a certain amount of blood pressure to pump blood to the brain. And the circulation, if you think about it, to get to the brain has to go uphill. So if our blood pressure were to suddenly drop, this could be bad news for the circulation to the brain. So to protect the brain, if we have a drop in blood pressure, that fainting reflex kicks in and we kind of slump to the ground, and it brings the brain down to the level of the heart, and that protects the brain. Does that make sense? Okay. So fainting is a self-protective reflex. And even if we were to faint, fainting is rarely dangerous. When people faint, they kind of slump and go limp, and usually within a few seconds, they wake up. It's rare that somebody gets seriously injured by fainting. So even if you had a fainting episode, it's very unlikely you'd be hurt. However, if you want to find this out firsthand for yourself, it's going to be a lot easier to faint after you overcome the PDA.